Okay, Chizkuni, Parshas Baaloscha. So it begins with the mitzvah for Aaron to light the menorah, and then the Chizkuni brings the same chazal like the Ramban does, that the Nesiim had all burning in their kabanos, and Aaron had not, and Aaron felt bad about it. And Hashem said, they did a Chanukah some Mizbech, don't worry, you're also going to do a Chanukah, a different kind of Chanukah, right? That's the Chanukah of Bayesheni, not the Chizkuni speaks it out quite so explicitly, but that's what he says, that quotes it that way, that Aaron shouldn't feel bad that his Shevet didn't have a part of the Nesiim, because they did a Chanukah, so Bayes, he's going to get an even better Chanukah. More that he'll also get a chance to do a Chanukah. Okay, the next thing is, it says that the Bnei, the Bechors and the Yisrael and the Levium switch places, right? The Bechors were supposed to do the Avod and the Levium took over from them. So it says, V'samchu Bnei Yisrael, that they put their hands on the Levium to make them be in their stead. So the Chizkuni says that Smicha, we find always is a simas shrera, is making someone in charge or appointing them as something, like we see like Moshe appointed Yoshua with smicha. So smicha means putting someone in charge of something, and like the word is used today almost when you give a rabbi smicha. But the Chizkuni interesting says that this is where the Gentiles, the whole world, learned to be appoint parashim. I think what he means is knighting someone, that kind of idea where he says that's why people do smicha. And I don't know, maybe in certain places they did. I don't really know exactly what he's talking about. You know, in England, you think of them putting the sword on each person on the guy's side. But apparently in some places they did the same thing, that they put their hands on the head, and that makes the guy whatever he's supposed to be, whatever importance he's being promoted to. So he says they learned it from here. If you remember, he said that by the Degalim also, the fact that kingdoms have their flags, and that was learned from the Torah as well. Okay, now this is also interesting. The Pasuk in Pasuk Tazayin says, Kinesunim nesunim heimali, that the Levium are given to me. But it was nesunim nesunim, given. What is that? So Rashi says they're given for two things, carrying and for shear. Okay, but the Chizkuni says, no, it's a double giving, because they're given from the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as in like the Jewish people appointed the Levium to be for Hashem. Vinesunim from Hashem to Aaron. That's the two Nesunim. The Jews gave the Levium to God, and God gave them to Aaron to help them out. So that's the Nesunim, Nesunim, Hemali, those two Nesunims. They give it to me, and I give it to you. Okay, now we have a very important Chizkuni. I feel like I remember somebody else saying this too, but anyway, it's the Chizkuni who says the following. On the Pasuk Yod Ches, it says, it's pretty innocuous pasuk. It just says, I've taken the Levium instead of the Bechor Bibnei Yisrael. So the Chizkuni says, this is really a good thing, because if the Bechors had been taken to do, meaning if the Bechors had done the Avoda, then they'd always be getting killed, because they have no Mesorah. They had no father to show them. Just because you're a Bechor, maybe your father's not a Bechor, so how are you supposed to know what to do? And he says, V'harayan ada v'aviu. Like they had, I mean, their father was a Kohen, right? But they didn't have a Mesorah. They didn't grow up that way. You know, it came later. So then, you know, you could come in and do the wrong thing if you have no upbringing in that. So it's really Latova that it was given over to the Levium. That's a very fascinating, just a, you know. So why was it originally given to the Bechoris? I'm not sure the answer to that. But it's really Latovasam. Because since they'll go Ben Achaben by Levi goes Ben Achaben, so everyone will know exactly what to do. And it also says, that's why it says, Levi chelik v'nachla, that Levi is not allowed to do, be working in the field, not allowed to do that. That's not their job, to be working in the fields. Because if they got used to working in the fields in those days would mess up your hands, right? You picture the old farmers with the black and crusty hands. How's that guy going to be playing a flute? Or, you know, so that's why Hashem didn't want them working the fields in Nesunim to Hashem, so that they could do Hashem's avod, and the hands wouldn't get all messed up, and they wouldn't be able to be part of the shear. Okay, then we have another interesting pasuk that it talks about retirement, right? The Levium retire at 50. It says, "Riben chamishim shana yashuv mitzvah avodah v'lo ya'avod od." And what does he do? In chafa v'sheres esecha b'al moed. So from 50 and on, he can help out with the smaller things. Lishmer mishmeres v'avodah lo ya'avod. So what does he do, and what does he doesn't, and what doesn't he do? Lo yavod od, Rashi says, avodas masa b'kasif. They don't carry it; they won't be carrying on their shoulders anymore. Okay, so the Chizkuni says, obviously Rashi is referring to Kehos and not Gershon and Merari, because only Kehos carried on their Kasef. So they can't do their normal Avoda. Aval Choser, who was he do now? Choser hu l'ne'ila sh'arim l'shir. Are ready for this? Liton Agalos. And to carry Agalos. So, like he says, that it can't, like we said, it has to be Sheva Kos, because that's what Bnei Gershon and Merari did when they were 30. It's very interesting that this guy goes back to light work of being towing Agalos. I mean, that was Gershon and Merari's main avoda. So it's interesting that Kahus goes back to that. The point is, the Chizkun says, you have to be going back to something you don't normally do. If you did the carrying of the Masa, then you had to do something else, and it could even be Agalos, apparently, which is what the Bnei Gershon and Merari always did. And he says, Bnei Gershon and Merari, if once at their 50, they can't do Agalos anymore, and they have to do other stuff. Okay, then we have the discussions about the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So it says, Vayas was a Pesach Harishon Barba Asar Yom LaChodesh. And we know Chazal say that this was the, Rabbi Yossi says, this was the only Pesach in the Midbar. So why was it this one? So the Chizkuni says, because at this time, they were encamped, they were in one place, and they could do Bris Milah on their kids. Because otherwise, if you don't do Bris Milah on your kids, you can't eat Korban Pesach. And when they were walking in the desert, they couldn't do it because it was dangerous for the kids to do the Bris Milah. But here, in this particular time, they were encamped, and I guess knew they weren't moving anywhere, so they could have done a Bris Milah, or they did do a Bris Milah, and that's why they were able to bring the Korban Pesach. That's what he says. I don't know that anyone else says it like that, but that's what he says. We just have in Chazal, the Gemara Yavama says that they didn't maul their kids when they were in the Midbar because they never had the Ruach Tzfonis. Okay, anyway, so then we have the people who were Tamei LeNefesh, and they could not do the Korban Pesach, so they asked to do Pesach Sheni. Now here's interesting, what was their taina? They were Tamei, right? And they said, Lama Nigara, Leviltia, Krivis Korban, Hashem B'ma Ado, B'soch B'nishal, why should we be worse? Worse than what? So Chizkuni explains, because last year they ate a pituma. When they're in Mitzrayim, they ate a pituma. I mean, there was no such thing as paraduma. There was no there was no iser b'chal to eat a pituma. Right? That started in the Midbar. There was no iser to eat the Korban Pesach number one pituma, and they did eat a pituma. Everyone did the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, even though they were tamei. So that's what they were saying. Lama nigara, what's this year different? And of course, the answer is because last year there was no Isser, and this year Hashem told them they have to be tar. Okay, now there's just a dictic thing, which is just interesting because it has other applications. That's in Pasuk Yedaled. Hashem says, anyone who doesn't do Korban Pesach, if he was tar and he didn't do Korban Pesach, then he gets karis. It says, anyone who was tar, v'chadal la'asos ha'pesach, v'chadal, and he stopped la'asos ha'pesach, meaning he did not make the Pesach. So the Chizkuni says the grammar you would think usually would be v'chadal me'asos ha'pesach, and he's stopped himself from doing the Pesach. It's not like he was in the middle of doing Pesach and stopped himself, or whatever. Anyway, it should have said me'asos. That's what his point is. It should have said me'asos ha'pesach, and that's what it means. He stopped himself from doing the Pesach, but you see that's the diktuk that it says chadal me'asos ha'pesach, and he gives some other examples. Where you have this, Vayachdalu Livno Seir, they stopped from building the city. Right, that's the what's it called? The Dora Flaga. They stopped building that tower. And then so that means Me'asos. And the one that I'm mentioning this for is because we say it in Kiddush. Asher Bar Elokim La'asos. What does that mean? It's Asher Bar Elokim Me'asos. That's what he says it means. It means Hashem rested on the seventh day from doing all the malacha that he created. That's Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto Asher Bar Elokim Me'asos, from making it. Hashem stopped for all the things he made from making it. It's no more making. Okay, now, here's just an interesting point. We know there was a cloud that was over the Ohel Moed, right? Over the Mishkan. Okay. The other thing is, there was a cloud over the Jews always, right? There was the Midbar. There were Anani HaKavod. So the pasuk says, "Biyom akimas haMishkan kisa ha'ananas haMishkan." The cloud covered the Mishkan. So he just the Chizkuna reads his words. He says, "Al haMishkan lavado ha'yanan miyuchad me'ula yosu miyoshu shayu b'nei Yisrael." It was a different higher level cloud. Interesting, what that is? Higher level cloud over the Mishkan than everything else. Okay. Now we have the mitzvah of the Chatzotros. So one of them is generally, as the pasuk says in Pasuk Yod, "Biyom simchaschem b'moadechem b'roshei chatzeichem u'tekatem b'chatzotros." You should blow the chatzotros al oloseichem. So the Chizkuni explains the purpose of blowing the chatzotros is so people should hear and they'll know that the korbanos are being offered. And they should have in mind that it should be l'raton. And the chatzotzos themselves will be a zikaron. The pasuk says, "V'yulachem lezikaron lefnei elokeichem." They'll be zikaron to you before Hashem. Now, here's like it's funny how this all comes together. When they go to war, right? They also blow the chatzotzos. That's the pasuk before it. Kisavol melchama b'ratzchem al tzaratzchem ereisa b'chatzotzos. So, since the chatzotzos are blown at both places, so what the Chizkuni says, you're going to blow the chatzotzos and you bring the korbanos. So that'll be a Schus. So then when you blow the chatzotros at a time of Mechama, Hashem will remember that you blew the chatzotros at your karbanos, and that will be a schus for you. Then it also mentions that Dan was the ma'asif l'chal ha-machanos. It says, "V'nasa degel mechanei v'nei Dan, ma'asif l'chal ha-machanos l'tzivosam." So Rashi says that they would do Hashem's aveda. So the Chizkuni says, besides doing Hashavas Aveda, it means that there were some slow people, I guess, old people, right? There were people who were slow, and they'd fall behind. They couldn't keep up pace with their Shevet. So Dan would pick them up. You know, you can't fall behind Dan. You fall behind Dan, you're left by yourself. So he would be Ma'asif al Chalamachas. They wouldn't let anybody fall behind Dan. Then Dan would pick them up. Okay, then we have Yisrael leaving, and Moshe trying to convince him not to leave. And he says, "Timnosim anachnu el hamakom asher amar Hashem." We're going to Eretz Yisrael. We are going. We, me included. Moshe says. So Rashi explains that Moshe didn't know that he wasn't going yet because the gzeira hadn't been made. He thought he was coming. That's what Rashi says. So I don't know why this is such a kasha, but the Chizkuni asked that it should be a steer in Rashi, because Rashi in Shmos, when Hashem was trying to convince Moshe to go to Mitzrayim and be the shliach of Klal Yisrael, shliach of Hashem, to save Klal Yisrael, Moshe said, "Shlachna biyat shlach." Rashi said, "Because ain sofi lach nitzim la'aretz, I'm not eventually going to bring him into Eretz Yisrael anyway, send him out." Sounds like he knew he was going to not go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Not all Midrashim agree anyway, but okay, he says the Pasha Pshat is that he was saying, "We're going," meaning we in general are going. And the truth is, like, had he said, "They're going," that would have been horrible. I guess a better way to say this is Moshe was saying it not exactly the truth, meaning even if he knew he wasn't going in, Moshe had to say it the way he said it, because had he said, "Well, they're going," what do you mean they're going? You're not going. "Yeah, well, I sinned." So then it would have freaked everybody out, because they would have said, if Moshe is not zoch to go in, were you going to be zoch to go in? So that's why Moshe didn't say it that way. That's that the Chizkuni says, "I'll pee up shot," what you would say. And for the same thing, Yisrael would say the same thing. If Moshe was zoch, I'm going to be zoch. Anyway, so he said, "We're going." And then he says, "Don't leave us." Why? Because this way you'll be hayin salanu le'enayim. You'll be for us eyes. So the Chizkuni has a very interesting shot in that. That people will look at you and see, look, he was Megayer and he stuck with us, so we're going to do them too, and more Gayer will come. That's Ve'yisalen Olayinayim. It'll be for us for eyes, meaning people will look at you and they'll come and be Megayer. Okay, so then we have the Man. So they were not happy with the Man. It says, Atanavshenu Yavesha, because they thought they were going to blow up, because they never went to the bathroom when they ate the Man. The Man never came out of them. There was no waste to it. So he just brings the Chazal that Rabbi Shimon says. What do you mean? It says, which has to do with going to the bathroom. So they did go to the bathroom. So it was responded to Rabbi Shimon that the people, merchants, would come to the Jews in the Midbar and sell them food, and the Jews would buy. So that stuff did come out of them, so they did have to go to the bathroom. But whenever they ate just man, nothing came out because it was perfect. There was no waste whatsoever. And another pshat is that after they sinned, it became waste. Okay, that's another interesting pshat. That means that the man changed, the level of the man changed, that after they sinned, so then they did have to go to the bathroom. And then this part, I can't say 100% understand this pasuk chetz. It says that they went out to gather the man. So he brings a chazal that the tzaddikim, they ate as it was. There's a Gemara in Yuma that says that the tzaddikim ate lechem, beinonim ate cakes, and Rishayim had to grind it up, you know, then they had to grind it, which, you know, was harder for them. They had to do more effort to Rishayim. That doesn't sound like it here. The Chizkuni is bringing this chazal that say that tzaddikim ate the man as it fell. Okay, that can be consistent. And then the ones who had to grind it up, those were the beinonim, and the bishlul b'parur, the ones who cooked it, those were the rishayim. And that was the purpose of the mekoshe sheitzim. Why was the mekoshe sheitzim chopping wood? It was to chop wood so he can cook his man. The way it reads, it makes it sound like this: there was a sin in cooking it. I don't know if it means because they were rishayim, therefore they had to go with cooking it. It sounds like the rishus was that they cooked it. Anyway, you can look yourself and see what you think. Okay, so now they complain that they don't like the man, and Moshe says, I can't deal anymore. Pasuk Yudalet says, Lo anochi, lo uchal anochi lebadi se'es eschem. I can't do it by myself. So the Chizkuni says, this was after Hashem had brought a magefarait shabara eish b'ketinim. The leaders had been killed, meaning back in Pasuk Parakid Aleph Pasuk Aleph, like a few Pesukim before, the Hayyam Kimisoninim, Vativra Ba Meshavim Vatocha Bikteha Machana. So Rashi brings two pshat, and one of them is that these were the leaders. So once they were dead, Moshe, now that they were complaining about the man, Moshe could handle it on his own. That's why he says, Lo Chal Anochi Levadi, because he didn't have any help anymore. And then it says, Vim Kacha At Oseli. So Rashi says, Tashash Kocha Shal Moshe Kinekeva. So Moshe became like a Nevegelin, and it says, Vim Kacha At Oseli. So the Chizkuni says, not what you would expect, that Moshe was so upset and bizarre, he couldn't even finish the word. He was trying to say Ata, and he couldn't get it out. Just said, Vim Kacha At. And that's Tashash Kocha Kinekeva. Okay, the usual thing I think most of us think is it's At instead of Ata is Nekeva. He brings that pshat too. So Hashem says, okay, you need help? I'll get you 70 zakenim. And v'atzalti min ruach asher alecha. I will give from your ruach to them. Meaning they'll get nevuah via you. So they didn't, in other words, they didn't get a ruach from Hashem directly. They got it from Moshe. That the Chizkuni says that was a taina on Moshe. That Hashem says to Moshe, I told you that you could do it yourself. And I would give you my ruach. Now you say you can't do it. Okay, fine. They'll take from what you were supposed to get. Your ruach I'll give to them. It was split. And then the two people, remember Eldad and Medad, who were still having nevuah, so they didn't stop because they were not supposed to be getting it from Moshe. They're not from the Shivim Zakenim. And they got their own ruach from Hashem. That's why they didn't stop, because they weren't part of Moshe's thing. Okay, and they were. He brings that they were. More than their nevuah was about Gog and Yecheskel. He brings up pasuk that's Merames to that, meaning in Navi. Now remember, we just said those two Eldad and Medad got Hashem's ruach, which is why their ruach never stopped. And then they come to complain, right? Min Urav, whatever it was, Yoshua, whoever it was, come to complain, and they're still being Menabe. And he said, Adoni Moshe Klaim. So what was Moshe's response? Mi'itin kalash am Hashem nevi'im, ki tein Hashem es rucho aleihem. Not, says the Chizkuni, not ruchi, rucho. Meaning, I would love it that everybody would get nevuah directly. This is great. Because they were getting their own, not from him. Okay. Now we have the story with Moshe and Miriam and the tzaras. So Miriam says what is considered Lashon Hara about Moshe, And then Vayomer Hashem Pitom, Hashem suddenly comes to appears before them. So you know from like Rashi that there was the Pitom was because to show them that they, you know, they Moshe separated from his wife because Hashem could appear to him at any time, so he had to always be tar, whereas they were not. And then if Hashem comes Pitom, they're gonna need to run to the mikvah, you know. So that's not what the Chizkuni says. The Chizkuni says, you ready for this? It's political. V'yomer Hashem pitom, so that they shouldn't say, oh, because if Hashem didn't come suddenly and it came a week later, they'd say, oh, Moshe found out, and Moshe complained to us, to Hashem, and that's why this all happened. So immediately as they said that, boom, it happened. So they had no chance to think that, which is very interesting. The Chizkuni is not the only one who says that. Tosu says that. Okay. And Hashem says, and it's funny to think that Miriam would have thought that, but maybe others would have thought that. I think it's more accurate that others would have thought that. Anyway, then Hashem says to them that Bamara Elav Esfada Bechol Basi Naaman, who he's Naaman Bechol Basi. So the Pashup Shah, you think that means him, Moshe's Naaman in all Hashem's house, whatever that means, everywhere, in every level. Chizkuni brings the Targum Yerushalmi that says Bechol Basi means Bechol Ami, meaning Kal Yisrael is called Beis Yaakov, Beis Yosef, Beis Yisrael. That's in the whole, Bechol Beisi means the whole Jewish people. That's where the bias, Bechol Beisi Nemanu. Meaning everyone holds for Moshe. Everyone knows he's a tzaddik, everyone knows he's a Neman. Interesting. And that's it. Okay, we'll hold it here.